Okay, so today, Bez Hashem, continuing the sugya of chiyuv kiyum mitzvahs to Rabbanon on the level of Leisosur. So, in the level of Leisosur, today is Chanukah, we're learning about Leisosur, which is the place where Leisosur is applied, the level of Leisosur. You should not be turned astray from the Divrei Chachamim. The Gemara applies it by Chanukah. That's what we learned last week, the Gemara on Shabbos, Daf Chav Gimel. The Gemara said that we make the brachas because of Loi Sasser. That's why we make the brachas. And the Rambam said that the words of Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvayis of Vitzivanu, Ebishter wasn't mitzave us directly from him to say do Chanukah. The Chacham said do Chanukah, and he said listen to the Chachamim, which means he told us to light Chanukah. It's his Ratzon, but the words Vitzivanu, it starts from to listen to Devi Chachamim. Although Sefer HaMitzvahs we saw, he said that everything was said by Sinai, really, embellished in Loi Sasser. It's the same concept, which was a very big, interesting shot in the Vetzivanu. And the Rabbi Chanan said that the Ramban, who argues on the Rambam, and Loi Sasser doesn't mean that. Loi Sasser, which is to listen to the Chachamim, but the Loi Sasser is going on the Chacham who would say drushes, so hasmachtes, the Megala thinks does. So the Rafi Ramban, what's the makar to listen to the Chachamim Bechlal? Right? Who that's what the Rabbi Chanan asks. Who, as he says that he asked Rabbi Shimon Shkab. Why Mehechitesi? So it came one of the Cheshbonos for that. It's a svara. The Torah, which is given, it was nimsa to the Chachamim. And Memela, what they tell us fits into the Divrei Torah, especially when it comes to, let's say, Melech HaShabbos, and they say that there's a Gzeira of Muktzah, there's a Harchaka of Arayis, all these things, the Chacham HaTanya goes, that is part of the mitzvah, because if you're not going to do that, you come to the Ifsir, or there's a Chiyu to be Moedal HaNeis. That's the Arayis, so the Chassam Sofer. How are you Moedal HaNeis? You'll be Moedal HaNeis with Ner Chanukah. But that's all a Svari, how you have to listen. Now, here comes a Chiddush Gadol, it's brought on Lamed Dalid, the countries, tremendous chiddush of the Nesivis, which the following pages after that, it's discussed by Rikas Rai, is all over Shas. It's very interesting, but it has to be more of your own learning because it's so much so by Rikas of the different ideas. But the Nesivis says over here, in one way, it's a comforting Nesivis and a chiddush. The Shulchan Aruch says what he's going on is up on top at Sif Dalit, Sif Gimel, that let's say somebody sells someone. In Israel, with Divrei Sofrim, someone sold meat and had a meat chel of the Rabbanon, something like that, or he sold somebody something which was in Israel Shvius. Let's see if it's Shvius the Rabbanon. He sold something treif. Now, if he still has, he found that it's
basam
chol
chicken.
Yeah, sold him something which was cooked in the milch. He didn't know it was cooked in the milch pot, and he still has it. So you give it back for shteitz. You get your money back. He ate it, so he can't say you made me eat treif to Rabbanon. Give me my money back. I'm horrified. So he says no.
That's nothing to do with. He paid him for the actual food part. He's full. It's nothing to do with.
Well, yeah, but then even by so he says the Rabbanon. What happens if he sold him real treif? So then it sounds like you do get your money back. The chiddush is that the Rabbanon, you don't get your money back.
Even after he ate it, it's real treif. You give your money back.
By the Raisa, yeah, and by the Rabbana, no.
It must be a knas, more of anything.
If he wasn't allowed to sell it, that's the shayla.
If it wasn't chal, I'm saying
he wasn't allowed to sell it, that's the shayla.
He wasn't allowed to sell it.
And that's why you get your money back.
Right, but by the Rabbanon, you get your money back if it's still existing. You don't get your money back if you ate it. So the Nesivis brings over here, Sifkot and Gimel, B'shach b'yodei kufi test posak da'afilu ha'moyser mishav yov ein tzorach lahachzir. Which means that even the value, which is, let's say he overpaid. He overpaid for it. We're talking over here, a person sold in a store tray for food or abonim.
The difference of value because it's not kosher.
The difference of value because it's not kosher. Right, that's the word. Okay. Right. Person sold. There's a lot of things with Issa Durabon. Let's say you hold Chadash as Durabon on the Chutz Lords. A person says that they sold cookies. The Landel sells cookies, and it said Yoshan, and it was, oops, we made a mistake. It wasn't Yoshan. Let's say Yoshan's a Shai Durabon. Let's say Durabon. You call up and you say, I first of all, I want my money back. So if it's still there, you give it back. If it wasn't, he ate it already. So he says, okay, but at least give me, that's the example, good example. The yashan costs usually more. So you bought yashan bread, you bought yashan, and you thought it was yashan. It cost $3 a loaf. And then it turns out that it was chadash. You say, okay, but chadash is worth only two. So at least give me the extra dollar. Says the shach, even the extra dollar you don't get back. Well, that's a very big chiddush, right? Well, the chayre move on. Kim da mekach bottle. Have you kimazik or koechos shlebi mekach? The betzah and the mekach is bottle. It's just that you don't get your money back. Well, lama yitzdach l'shalom yosim mishaviyav. Why should you have to pay more than? Why should you have to pay more? The efshar daafti be surei toira afilu achlam b'shogeg tzarach kapara. Here's the chiddush gadol v'atzim of the nesivas. Could be that ve'isur toira, even if you ate it b'shogeg, a person needs a kapara v'tshuva l'hagan ala yisurim, right? A person ate b'shogeg. He didn't know. So what's the din? So he still needs tshuva and he needs a kapara because shogeg is also a darga of iser. B'komakam be'iser derabanan ein tzarach shum kapara ukeilu le'av adami. An amazing thing that by iser derabanan, it's not the pshat that you did in iser derabanan. The chacham said don't eat that. If a person ate it, he didn't. It's not an iser chefza. There's nothing wrong intrinsically with that iser. These pair of shviyas, this chel of the rabbanon, that the all these different halachas that they said they're not supposed to eat. It's not an iser be'etzem. So if a person ate it, so then he doesn't have to pay his money back. Let's say a person goes to the store, he buys a pastry, and he says, "Isn't today Tainus Esther?" He says, "No, it's not Tainus Esther. Tomorrow's Tainus Esther." Okay, he goes and he eats it. He finds out afterwards that it was Tainus Esther. He goes, "I want my money back." There's nothing wrong with the food. Maybe you have tainus, you have tarumis, but you didn't eat anything treif.
The word is that he didn't not listen to Rabbanon. Like the whole
meaning
of
it is
Rabbanon is
that
you have to listen to Rabbanon, and if you don't listen to Rabbanon,
you're good.
He didn't not listen because he didn't know that the...
He didn't not... He didn't do anything wrong. Yeah. It's interesting. Sure. What?
The whole shayla about eating, saying, doing something with shayla is Rabbanon.
Right. Shogeg d'Rabbanan. The thing is, I'm remembering now in Shin Lamed Daled, the Ramah says that if a person did an Isser Mukta, the question of it was b'mezid. Shin Lamed Daled, he says, if a person did an Isser Mukta on Shabbos, he still needs Tanesim, he still needs Kapara. I thought he says even b'shogeg. I'm almost sure he says b'shogeg, but that would not go with this. But I remember now it talks about in the beginning of Hilchos Mikvois, the Beis Yosef, there's a discussion about going in rivers, if it's kosher for mikvah, not kosher for mikvah. The Nashim used to go, that was the way Noik to do. So the Beis Yosef brings from the Mordechai, brought from another region that says that the children are the children are mamzerim. So he says, mamzerim, what shaykhis? The children are, it's a need, it's not mamzerim. And he says, b'chlal, since it's in the Siddur Rabbanon, whatever case they're talking about there, so it wasn't even Isser Nida. It was, Chacham said don't go, but a person went, and she's a Nida de Rabbanon, but Be'etzem and Atayra, the Tumas Nida went off. The Chacham said they're Usher, but it's not that Be'etzem, the children are not even Pagume Nida. Not only are they not Mamzerim, but they don't have a din of Pagum, that normal B'nai Nida have a din of Pagum, whatever it's Nageya, so that they don't have that either. Because the Chacham said don't go, but if you went, the Tumas is off. I use that. I haven't yet found someone else to make the dimyon, but that if someone has shown went to the mikvah and then after the mikvah the next day they have a shayla chatzitza and to zbar that you have to go back to the mikvah chas v'shalom big agmas nefesh, but after becomes a muberes the mamish the whole life they look at that child, the child that was born without a mikvah because they went back. So if it ever has to happen chalila, this Beis Yosef says no. It's a different case. That's a mikvah. This is chatzitza, but it's almost every single case of chatzitza is the rabbanon. So Chacham said, "Don't go. If you went, you went. You have to go back. It's a takana to go back, but it has nothing to do with the tumah. Tumah is gone. Similar idea. But here he's saying that it's a similar thing. The tumah, the shem achila is not there. He brings some rise to it. He says, Teda, he brings more an erevin that b'durabon avdin and ovdav hada masfilin tiyufta. It's a case over there. We have a suffix on a durabon. Can you do something or not? So, if in the case whatever there was, if you do it first and ask later, And if you can't, if you don't know, so you do your best. You hope for the best. So he said, you see that worst comes to worst. You didn't do anything wrong because it's a derabbanan. He said, "Ilo hayenena shalashoygeg eichayu manichin lelavo lekabel oynish." Elavada de ena nenash klal ala shoygeg b'sidur rabbanon. V'ahu lo oichel ki ilu ochal k'sheira v'hinehene k'moyim in ha'k'sheira. U'mishumach yitzach l'sham kol d'me hana asay. You have to pay the whole value of the hana, what it's worth. You have to know if that case we gave is exactly, but you have to pay the full value. K'moy b'zeh nehenem v'zeh chasam mu'at. The klal hu d'tzach l'sham k'fi ma'she nehenem. The chesaron of eating nisidai raisa, where he did a shoygig and he has the surim, whatever he has to do kaparas for, so it's therefore he does not have to pay. So it's a big, it's a, like I was saying, it's a certain nechama. If a person does an issa shoygig, issidai rabbanon b'shoygig, he feels very guilty. Didn't realize, you know, feels very bad. He especially ate something which wasn't, which is an issa. Saying chick, okay, let's, yeah, maisa chicken and milk is the rabbanon. So he ate it. So it shouldn't. There's not going to be a temtum alev. Also, especially things was on the shtana. You know, the all types of kashrus issues which they have in there. You know, let's say example, maimed. You know, I don't remember.
Okay, even with that, any tzurufim. We're saying straight up.
Right.
Someone's got the roast case with the yogurt or something,
Right. I saw my own eyes a goiter once. It was by an old lady's house. I was there visiting Bakachol. So she said that she wants a dip, a certain dip for her meat. She likes a dip in the, you know, Russian dip. I think it was called whatever. It's mayonnaise and ketchup. That's all. But then the maid was throwing out a yogurt. What are you throwing out a yogurt? Where's the yogurt coming? She said, no, but yogurt is very, very good. I just wanted to make it taste better. She innocently, you know, she didn't know she's going to dip it with what she's going to dip. But she didn't flesh it. The lady doesn't know. So she poured in yogurt into the mixture of mayonnaise and ketchup. And she lay it was ready on the table, I think. I just saw them throwing out the thing. She was about to dip it in. So if she would have eaten it. Yeah, because it's not cooked together. If it's not cooked together. Dugma, many dugmois. Bishalakum, cholavakum. Person didn't know something. It says that it was a misprint. You know, he ate b'shoigig, whatever. Someone told him it's chol v'sol, it was chol stam. All the cases of bishalakum. All these things. So if a person ate a b'shoigig, nothing happened. Nothing happens. You weren't supposed to do it, but if it happened, there's no timtum alei. That's the chiddush of the nesivus. Now you could see already just the oris. There's a discussion comes out. Then is there issur lifnei iver on an issur derabbanan? It brings over here on the page lamed vav. On the next page it discusses. He says lifnei iver aliba derajba paroch disley. Kutum Geri, Emes, saying whatever the Gemara is talking about, he says, Mikan, four lines down there, Mikan Eish Levi Raya L'mashapir Shebeinu Tam, the Shayach L'memle from the Iver, Afa Midi the Lesbe Is Bisura Elma Durabonon. It's talking about Chalamoid. The Malach is the Chalamoid, Ein Is Abba Durabonon, Kutubir Shebeinu Tam. So, and this Gemara mentions the concept of Lifne Iver when it comes to an Isra Durabonon of Chalamoid. But if there's no Isra in the Be'etzem, so why is Lifne Iver on the person? I know this person comes home, he's famished, he was on a flight for 15 hours and there was no kosher food, he's a fafrumte mensch, he doesn't want to eat anything, and he finally he's famished and he needs to have a bowl of cereal, and he's choshish that you only have chol stam in your house, but the man needs to eat something, so he's home, it's chol, whatever, he assumes it's chol, so give him, he eats it, he's not doing anything wrong. You know, it's not treif. It's a derabanan. So they see the dvarav. It's a derabanan. The shitas, the chumras, whatever. So yeah, you know, it's a give. It's a, yeah, what to eat. Don't tell him anything. So that's the feed in the sea. That's a discuss that or sameach. The next whole shtickle. It's a long shtickle here, but the fnei actually all discuss is the fnei even.
That's not interesting. I know that he's makrid.
Right. You know he's makbid, and you let's say you know that he's it's wrong.
He's
it's wrong.
Convinced that it's not.
Yeah.
Saying I have no issue with giving that to him because it's a shaking by him.
Right.
I know that this is something he's makbara, but he doesn't know.
Right. So that's what it's called. They say the feeling of the sieve is it should be. There's not a problem. Yeah, guy pushing his carry, doesn't want to push a carry, and then he's worried about the air. You said there's a good Eruv. What's good? Good. What I know is good. I know your machma, you have your chumras, but your chumras are the abonans. And I'll tell you, it's a good Eruv. You can carry it home. Finally, you know, his wife needs help with the carriage. He's machbis. So this is a very good Eruv. Okay, so he relies on me. So I'll tell him. go. He goes.
He's carrying. Why do you have to come on to the fact that the person who's doing the favor thinks that he holds means you know that it's okay even without that.
Why?
The whole what we're saying is that it's not Esri Derabbanan. He's not Oibran anything.
There's no Eruv.
He's on Makbid also, right. And I feed it to someone who's Makbid. Vivaiki doesn't know about
Maybe not. If there's the Chalam of Israel, it's not even a way to know about it. Right. So then it's not. Even if you know and you're Machbid, clearly there's. What's saying that by the Rabbanan? We always have this. It's a game. I don't know. Because the same way you're Machbid, I'm always wanting to. Because it's Asr, because I know about it. And do you know that that guy's also. So the point is, that's a Kashan Nesivis. That's a Kashan Nesivis. The Rabbanan's are always be the Eved. The Rabbanan's always going to be afterwards. I think that, I'm thinking now without seeing the Yeshuvim. In the Rabbanan means to make sure that it's not done.
Right.
It just means if it happened, nothing happened. But you have to see to it that no one's over than the Rabbanan. He, just because he doesn't know.
We always have this case. I like to say that people are males, right? The hot water. By Webster also.
Yeah.
Right. If we forget to turn on the Shabbos switch, right? I discussed it with the Rav once.
Forget to turn on the switch.
The switch on the Ur, right?
Right.
So he said, "What's the Eitzah? Had it be the to be able to take out water on Shabbos?
You do.
We turn off the water at the bottom.
Yeah.
Now the first person who takes is going to make the machine call for water and be over on the Isra of the electronics.
Right, but after the next person.
No, after that it doesn't call anymore.
Uh-huh.
But the first person is going to be a psikresh of the lenichale. Right?
And a misasik.
So I discussed with the Rav. The Rav said there's no issue with making somebody else do it. Vivaiti doesn't know about it.
I said that.
I don't know. Right?
No, it's true. No one wants to be that person.
Correct, but I don't tell. If I turn off the faucet, I remember Rav Shlomo Zalman.
Rav Shlomo Zalman is a discussion. If I have a light on in my fridge and I need something from there, can I let somebody else
open
the door? Yeah, if I see him opening the door, I have to tell him. He doesn't. He's a misasik. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Not to ask them. But these are all cases where you know that there's something happening, but it's 100% mutter mitzad ha'isa. And we're believing in the din d'rabbanan that he's not being over anything. So why should I care?
That's why the chetzchila, not the
yeah,
that's
allowing
you
it.
Get food out
right,
of the
you're allowing it. No, this is the Kobe. The far that this case
it?
Might not be even a d'rabbanan. It's like walking in the street. Yeah, when I walk in the street,
tell someone not to go.
Yeah, so that's more kal because there he's going to feed dark guy. That's happening here. The way you turn the machine on is by he'd be a dayim triggering the machine. There's another.
I'm not going into the details of each case, but the musik that we're saying is that if it's mutter for the oisa, we don't have to take our feelings into cheshbon.
Right.
For and the people that have
the idea. You're causing him to do it, right?
Lifneiver. We're talking straight up lifneiver. We're saying there is no lifneiver if it's 100% mutter for the oisa.
Mm-hmm.
No?
Yeah.
Come up with 10 different cases.
This is a case of.
No?
Right, well, the case of the Gemara was table of Mishum Lefnei.
Now, you only have that question
at
the
Rabbanan. By the Aris, this is on the Gemara Chabez. Yeah, there's an Aris working in the field. And the Tais Kuzi Lai Tzai Dama, you're going to tell me, no.
This guy's going to be upset for it. That's why maybe something else. If he'll get upset,
I'll watch. Could he give him a tzvah? Ah.
Necessarily would know that
until. If you don't. He's doing Malach, according to Malach, here's the one, Chalamoid. There's a Kuti, if he's a Gary MS, he's doing Malach and Chalamoid. You tell him to do something and he thinks he's a. It's causing something to do malach and chalamoid, that case.
I was just thinking that, didn't I?
Yeah.
And I'm saying the whole question, if malach and chalamoid is
a deraisa,
and even if it's a deraisa,
right.
We still understand that it's a deraisa that was nimsa to derabanan.
That's a special gedder. That's for sure. Even if it's deraisa, the chacham decide what's nichal in that, but still deraisa.
That might be different.
Right.
That might. If you want that, those are shidas rishayim. Because it's
right.
And we say you can't be moichel on a deraisa. The rabbanon were moichel on themselves.
Right. I hear you, Damien. So,
I don't know if you could even have it.
Because there. So. So the one interesting Hartzvid is to see over here on Lamed Tes, at least part of that, he says, they talk about this, the Divimak, there's a Divimak Kiel that argues on the whole Nesivus Bechlal, that he wants to say the Nisr Durabonin is a Nisr Betzim, I believe. The whole Yisoid he doesn't like, what he comes to argue. But on the Fne'evil, which we're discussing, so the Hartzvid is writing, it's Tapakti, that's the Isser. Is that the Fnever? And they didn't eat it? No, he didn't eat the Evimenachai. Do we need an Hashem Soifei? That's his question. Dim halal lo bolu de avera nafka lo is the same as Hashem nasan al mechshel. Gavald gezach. You put a mechshel in front of someone, he doesn't take it. So was he over the fnever or not? It's a nice shaila. So he's going to bring here the Rabbana, I believe, right away. He says that from Riyat Amarti lehei, he has a gemara in kedushin, famous gemara of Huna. He wanted to see if his son is going to get angry, so he ripped up his begadim, the son's begging in front. Korish shiroi ba'ampe rabba berei. Let's see what his temper is. Maybe he'll get angry because of the evil is hit the mechshel. Oh, you see the words of the Gemara. Maybe he'll get angry and you're over the fnever. What does it say? You're over the fnever by ripping it because you put an assign in front of him. Maybe he'll get angry and you're over the fnever. He said, "V'im noyim daveres lav lezen nigwas take it because nothing mechshel after bishul b'soif lenilshon mekamal anoysin avar." In Cain, Afim loy rasach klal Ravuna bokvar over. In Cain, Yiksha loma parach vadoma rasach. But more answering, if you get, maybe we'll get angry. Typically, the gamim loy rasach nami or beloy sasilof nevis at the milk show. Avakan ayin ain ze hechrich. The loyum efshel loyma the gamim loyasa avera. Even if the son, even if the person didn't know avera, the komakon knows a milk show and he's over. Avot na yesh bedover. The davka sham milk show osil yesh bepoyel. Oz over a mach shall take it. If I put
down a wine, I know the nozzle won't go by. So obviously that's not a mikshel. The ma'ika of it. Ufiza shapim makadma gemara loymar the dilma rosach. Meaning mikivon shekain over lifne iver afim besoif lo yichshel halal ba'avera. Because what's he trying to say? He goes like an Afiza Shapi Makadma Gomor Loima with Dilma Rosach, the Kimon Shakain, Overlif and the Iver Afin Besoif, Lo Yikoshel Halo Ba'avera. Let's see, maybe he's going to get angry and then you're going to be over. I'm not sure what he's trying to say. Avladaini Shadakim Kinabuli Loima, Vahaka Overlif and the Iver, the Dilma Rosach, the Boshna Zeha Yamashmiinu, the Gamil Besoif, the Nasa Vera, Gamkinosam Rashel, Avash the Maktim, the Dilma Rosach, Mashal Nashkaha Say Shiavo of Niver. Okay, he's doing his pshat. So let's see the last paragraph. He has a maso matne. He still doesn't. He likes his diak more. It's mashlef neiver is over only when it happens. So he's going to get into our shav de rabbanon. Says in the last paragraph, shuv hugadli shebesefi yad malachi don beset besofik ze v'nosa v'nosa n'gam b'raizum mikedushin, which is mashmo lef neiver is only when it happens. He says v'mokam achak kasafte she'inyan isha de rabbanon after she does have toisvis, what we just read. The ikalif and iver beisad the rabbanon, mikom makom ishloim adayno dafka imachshilo sheyavra bemezid. Oz yeishloim the overlif and iver leisit the machshel the araisa. Avlo mashal lechaver beisad the rabbanon b'shoygeg the b'soif leosa avera. It's good. It brings the nesivus. The b'shigas avera the rabbanon leka avera klal. Avikilu avad iser. Moedigazach. He's saying the fneiver is going to be on a derabbanon. Only if you hit the person, you put in front of him Dvar Mokta on Shabbos, and he can't hold himself back. That's his favorite Zach, whatever. He put in front of him a game, and you know that this person can't hold himself back. So he takes the game and he plays. That's it, the game's the Rabbanon only. Oh, the Fne'iver. But if a person won't even chap, that he's doing it like the case over here with the fridge, all the case that we said. So he says the Sivis says it, but Shoygan there's no issue. Again, Loma Yavabul from the Iver, Afidim Nitzade, the Moshe Koshyan, and Ozzy Oyabul from the Iver, right away. Okay, he goes on to say that it's going to be, because he is Shloimar, the Indian Isidur Abon, the Moshe, the Isidur Abon, who borrowed the Hanois and the Bemeze Vada Loyachlenu, El Kolman Shlo Yoda, and again, Ainoi Bemetzius Klaus Yavacher Isidur Abon.
He said, it comes out that he's saying a person will never be even a derabbanon when he doesn't know about it. Akapam, this is the shayla, but I still think there's a place here to say what he was saying, that, you know, if the person is nichshal, you have to see to it that no isur derabbanon come about. I don't think they can tell a person, here's a coffee, I know you need it, don't tell him it's chol stam in there, chol stam goma, yeah, mamash chol stam, this is derabbanon. But he's saying, he himself says, it comes out, you can mamash be machshel people do all this to the rabbanon, give him special lakum, don't tell him anything, put him this, there's an eruv, there's no eruv, you know, you see a person carrying in the street, and there's no eruv, you come a visitor, there's no eruv, so, or the eruv is down on Shabbos, you see a person, you know, they have to go out to eat, or they're making a simcha, if they're going to tell the whole shtot, imagine I know the one eruv line is down, person's making the simcha kiddush, it's going to be mamish tzaris. If you can tell them, there's no one can carry, the carriages. Don't say anything. Why? Not because mutter she was showing him loy mezidim. Because Navi Yosef, they, as far as they know, it's mutter. They happen to it's not, so don't say anything. And if he didn't see me, she didn't do anything wrong.
And it's Rabbanan?
It's Rabbanan, yeah, it's a Carmelist. The guy, we have three mechitzes here, so not to say anything. So I think you do have to speak up because. Because the part is that you have to make sure that it's not done. If it happened, don't need kapara. But to say that it's going to be done is a very chiddush you're allowed to happen. Think of me, Rama, he says, no one's going to be over in the Siddur Abanan in such a case, ever b'shoigig. There's such a thing as being over in the Siddur Abanan. I have to check, I'm 99% sure that the Rama in Shinam Adat says that shoigig the Rabbanan on Shabbos also needs kapara. Kimudumani. The Akaparam, this is a very big chiddush that we saw in the Lava Lissasa today. Fine.
Shadow, I think not from people over Shabbos. The whole.